so we just begin our weekend together. Notice your body's contact with the chair that you're sitting in. Notice the contact between your skin and your clothes, your skin and the air. Notice your breath moving your body. Feeling, letting your attention sink into the body with its many mysteries, its many organ systems, the density of bone, the fluidity of blood, the electric fire of the nervous system. And just sitting and breathing. Relaxing into the sense of touch, touching and being touched. Touching the universe, being touched by the universe. Letting your body locate you in present moment time. Letting the body be your anchor. Notice the slowing down, the stilling. As we enter this primary practice of just being present. Letting the world move while we remain still. This act of stillness, this act of beginning, touches into what the Egyptians called Zeptepi, the first time, the time before time, the space before space, the waters of the Nun. And arising out of that stillness, we shape ourselves by using the Kabbalistic cross. Above your head, sense or visualize a sphere of brilliant white light. And so we place our dominant hand upon our foreheads, and together we say Ate. Ate. Bringing our hand down the body, the pillar of white light goes down into the earth, and we say Malchut. Malchut. At the right shoulder, the sphere of brilliant red light, Gevurah, and we say Vegevurah. Vegevurah. We bring the light across to the left shoulder where there's a sphere of brilliant blue light, Gedula, and we say Vegedula. Vegedula. We bring our hands to the center where there is a sphere of brilliant yellow light, the inner sun. We say Leolam Amen. Leolam Amen. Again, Ate, Malchut, Vegevurah, Amen. One last time. Ade. Malchut. Vegedula, Leolam, Amen. Feel the effect of taking the shape of the Kabbalistic cross, the pillar going down into the earth, the balance of Gevurah and Gedula, and the appearance of the inner sun of Tiferet. Now together we will build the middle pillar. Pay attention, so above your head, where there is the sphere of brilliant diamond white light. This is Keter, the crown of creation. And here we chant together, E'aye, I will be. Feel the pillar of light descending out of the heart of Ketha to the level of the throat, where it becomes a sphere of incandescent violet grey. This is the art, the knowing of not knowing, the sphere of mystery. And here we chant Yud He Vav He Elohim. I will create. Yud He Vav He Elohim. 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 Feel the polarity between Ketha and Da'at, between Da'at and Ketha. And out of the center of Da'at, the pillar of light descends to the level of the heart, where it becomes Tiferet, the inner sun. And here we chant Yud He Vav He Aloha Vadat. My God, the God that I know, the God that expresses my being, I am. Yud He Vav He Aloha Vadat. 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 Notice the connection between Tiferet and Da'at, between Da'at and Tiferet. Between Da'at and Ketha, between Ketha and Da'at. Feel a descent of the middle pillar from Ketha to Da'at to Tiferet. Descending now deep into the pelvis, where it becomes a sphere of brilliant silvers, greens and blues. This is Yesod, the foundation of life. Feel a connection between Tiferet and Yesod, between Yesod and Tiferet. And here we chant Shaddai El Chai, the almighty power of life, of your life, of all life. Shaddai El Chai. 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 Feel the relationship between Yesod and Tiferet, between Tiferet and Yesod. Between Tiferet and the art, between the art and Tiferet. Between the art and Keter, between Keter and the art. Feel a descent of the middle pillar. From Keter to the art, from the art to Tiferet. From Tiferet to Yesod. Feel the pillar of light come out of the center of Yesod, down into the earth. Malchut. Place of the living body, the place of the living kingdom. And here we chant Adonai Haaretz, the sovereignty of the living flesh, the sovereignty of the living earth. Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz, Adonai. Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz, Adonai. Feel the relationship between Malchut and Yesod, between Yesod and Malchut, between Yesod and Tiferet, between Tiferet and Yesod, between Tiferet and the art, between the art and Tiferet, between the art and Keter, between Keter and the art. Feel the middle pillar extending from Keter to Malchut. Feel the whirling spheres, the diamonds that stud the middle pillar. And just lean into it for a moment. Let the pillar uphold you. And now we will move to the circulation of the lights. Breathing in, center yourselves in Keter. As you breathe out, let a great sheet of white light, like a waterfall, come down the front of the body to Malchut. As you breathe in, bring the light back up the back of the body to Keter. As you breathe out again, let the light cascade down the front of the body. We'll do this maybe about 6 times. And then just sitting and resting with the middle pillow. Feeling your energetic field and noticing the effect of circulating the light. And then breathing in, centering your attention in Ketta. As you breathe out, send the light down the left side of your body to Malkut. As you breathe in, bring the light up the right side of your body to Ketta. Again, doing this for about 6 cycles. Again, just sitting and resting with the middle pillar, noticing the effect on your energetic field of the circulation exercise. Center your attention in Malkut as you breathe in and you breathe out. Then as you breathe in, let the light ascend the body anti-clockwise from left foot to right foot, spinning up to Ketta. And then as you breathe out, you send the light directly down the middle pillar from Ketta to Malkut. As you breathe in again, you spiral the light upwards to Ketta. As you breathe out, you send the light down from Ketta to Malkut. Again, doing that about 6 times. And so again, just resting in the middle pillar, just breathing gently, noticing the effect of the exercise on your energy field. Coming to the final circulation of the light, the fountain. Breathe in and out, centering yourself in Malkut. As you breathe in, let the light be drawn up to Keter, and on the out-breath it fountains through the whole of the field. Just doing that for about 6 times. So the next in-breath, you focus on Malkut, on an in and an out. As you breathe in, you bring the light up to Keter. As you breathe out, you fountain the light. As you complete the cycle, once again, just sit with the middle pillar. Being present with your body, being present with the middle pillar. Noticing your field of energy. And slowly let your attention move inwards and downwards as you hear these words. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent image, the sanctuary of the living flame. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent image, the sanctuary of the living flame. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent image, the sanctuary of the living flame. Feel the form of your sanctuary take shape around you. The simple form of a domed roof and a square building, the fusion of the sphere and the cube. Find yourself standing in the midst of the sanctuary before a small altar. The altar is marked with the names Yud He Vav He, and in the center is the letter Shin, as a brilliant triple red flame. Above you in the dome is a letter Shin in pure white light. In each of the four quarters of the four holy living creatures, the winged human being stands in the east, the winged lion is in the south, the white eagle is in the west, the winged bull is in the north. Feel yourself standing before the altar, feel yourself in the presence of the holy living creatures. As you listen to my chant, Yud He Shin Vav He, 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 Yud He Shin Vav He. Shin Vav Yud Dei Shin Vav Yud Dei Shin Vav Yud Dei Shin Vav Be aware of the staircase that leads down from the sanctuary down into the duet. And slowly let yourself descend the stair. Notice the threshold doorway with the two serpents either side of it. Notice the winged sun on the lintel of the door, bearing the uraeus, the risen cobra. Place your hands either side of you, touching each snake, touching the columns. Be aware of the winged sun disk above you. And hold the intention to pass through the eighth gate into the ninth hour. And as you step forward, you find yourself standing before the form of Padi Amenope. Then you realize that it is not Padi Amenope, but his statue, standing like a sentinel. is dressed simply in the kilt, the white kilt of the Egyptian elite. And he stands at the gateway to the Duat, as though we realize that the way into the Duat is through this form. And we step into the statue. And as we do so, it is as if we step into a different form of consciousness. We become aware of the tomb library extending itself through time and space. Holding within it all the key texts, all the key images of Egyptian tradition. We become aware of the sun court, sunk deep into the ground, but which is open to the air and receives the light of the noonday sun. We walk through the sun court, noticing the offerings that are laid there that celebrate the blessed dead, noticing the carvings and the paintings that describe a great and beautiful garden, the garden of Paddy Amenope, the place that he has planted, the place that he has brought into being through his life and lives and deeds. We look with his eyes, we see and hear the mystery of the living garden. And we come to a door that leads into the covered court. And at the threshold of this door, there is an image of Anubis. And as we come to this door, that this image steps forward, becoming three-dimensional, and takes us by the hand. and leads us into the covered court. And in this court there are many images of the process of mummification and of the opening of the mouth. And we know somehow that this describes the process of the generation of the body of light. Of the rainbow body that is substantial light and that speaks with a true voice. Anubis shows us these images, these forms. And leads us onwards. Into a room that is simpler, smaller, and yet bigger. A room of living blackness, of shining blackness. And at the distance, in the distance at the end of the room, there's a great flight of stairs leading to the throne to mummified Osiris. And we step forward towards this figure, realizing in that moment that Anubis has stepped back. And we find ourselves ascending the stair that seems to recede in front of us. So it is as if we are moving further back in space with every step we take. As if moving to an infinite horizon. Feeling the radiance and the life energy and the blessing of Osiris. And the blessing of Isis and Nephthys who stand with him. Feel the radiance of the divine triad. Drawing us forward, blessing us, holding us. Bringing us into the infinite point, the Alpha Omega point of consummation and genesis. And it is as if we step into the heart of this triad. We become Asar Osiris. We are held by Isis and Nephthys. We become Isis, we become Nephthys. We become the living creative triad that generates the worlds. And as we do so, we find that we are sitting in the midst of our own garden. A strange place that is somehow both a sanctuary and tomb and garden. In the midst of it is the living tree from which four rivers flow. And as we contemplate the garden tomb, as we contemplate the plants that we find there, the animals that can be found there, we discover the substance of our life woven into the garden. Our memories, our history. And we sit together in our gardens that are also both sanctuaries and tombs. Being the living tree at the heart of the garden, being the gardener, being the still point that is both Alpha and Omega, that is the beginning and the end, that is the radiant center. That is found in all places. And as we sit in this place, we realize that there are others sitting with us, each in their garden, each in their garden tomb. Some are known to us, some are not known. And somehow we know that this place is called the City of the Pyramids. Also the City of the Gardeners. Or the City of the Justified. And the City of Peace. Feel your place within this city. Feel your function as the gardener of your garden. Feel the mystery of the interlocking of the gardens and the cities to form the City of the Pyramids, the Eternal City. That is Heliopolis, the City of On. That is Great Babylon. That is Jerusalem, that is Saras. That is Malchut made perfect. Find your place in this city. And bless the world.